with Ken, yeah? B, she was actually getting forced to be babysat by Ken that weekend. So those were really driving her up the wall. But how would you feel if somebody that terrified you, yeah, was going to be your overseer for a day?
Well, it wouldn't happen. You wouldn't want it. And I think an 11-year-old would not want that.
She doesn't want it.
An adult would be frightened of it.
Yeah. But also understand, this is another piece of the jigsaw. These are two children, yeah, who have been abused by the authorities for 3 years, Sarah, yeah? Mm. They have been forced into situations they didn't want.
Yeah.
Yeah, repeatedly. They've had authoritarian people drag them away. Yeah?
Yeah.
So these two children have really got huge, huge psychological deep problems about people in authority. They have.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with me. It's the times that they were taken away. Yeah?
And that's had a massive impact upon them.
Yes. Mm. It's dreadful. The situation is
absolutely... It's an awful situation.
Hi, Helen.
Hello. Yeah.
Kimchi. Just been having a good talk.
All right.
Yeah.
It was my favourite person.
Hmm?
Who's my favourite person?
Well, me?
Uh-huh.
I'm fine.
Ah, you've not lost your sense of humour.
A bit off. Kind of bored to come here in this job.
Don't make me laugh.
I just want to have a quick word with you as well about the email that you sent into the local authority about what Aurora said in last contact.
Yep.
The version of events I get from... Sarah is very different to what you've written in. So I just wanted to catch up really and try to get to
We've just been talking about that.
Right, okay.
Tom seems to think that it was Ken that was there and I said to you, didn't I? Mm. I thought it was Mum that had pushed her.
No, she said
really
it was him.
I think that Aurora had said
Well, it's easy to resolve. Ask her.
Yes.
Ask her. What's the problem?
Not a problem, it is a problem in that we want to make sure that we're clear on what's being said because we don't want any misunderstandings.
I'm desperate for the truth.
And my concern is that I've been out to see them the night before and I'm just concerned that for a long period of time now everything's been quiet and contracts have been positive and everything's been going along and then the minute I make a home visit and Aurora didn't know I was there initially because she was upstairs and Orion was upstairs and I'd gone there because the court had asked me to go there and observe her relationship with Ken and Ken arrived after me, so I know that Ken hadn't been there before me. Ken arrived after me and I asked her to interact with, I asked him to interact with the children as he usually does and he went up and he interacted with both and there was no issue whatsoever, no anxiety whatsoever. I stood just out of sight of the children, so they didn't say I was there, but I could hear everything that was being said. And there is no anxiety around Ken with Aurora.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I find that amazing.
Well, you can find what you want, Tom, but I was there, and I know what I saw. She didn't know I was there, so she wasn't putting on an act, or she wasn't pretending that everything's okay for my benefit, she didn't know I was there. And yet, everything was fine. He went up, he had a conversation about tea with her, they had a laugh and a joke about it. He found she was demanding for a pork pie right away. He did a compromise and said, well, you can have half now and half of your tea. She accepted that. They had a joke. And he came back downstairs and exactly the same with Orion. He had a very similar conversation with Orion. So there are no concerns. I can't
Helen.
Say it's not there.
Do you know, I find it absolutely hilarious. It's like as if you're interviewing Myra Hindley with a kid.
Oh,
come on. No.
You know,
history's full of this.
You don't see, you don't go into the home, so you don't see for yourself what's happening. All you're listening to are children's words.
What did Aurora tell Cass in 2011?
Children's words.
Hold on.
Children's words.
What happened in 2010 when I was there? What happened? Mrs. Dobby told friends, relatives, the children, everybody, that's a bad man, keep away from him. Hold on.
Okay.
So that's how he was introduced to the children,
yeah?
As a bad man. Then, in 2010, he's coming through the back door to have sex and shouting at Aurora.
Well, you don't know that, do you?
Oh, listen.
Aurora's version, we spoke about this, Tom. Every time I go there is no evidence. Without evidence, you can't do anything. If I went there and I thought for a minute that Aurora was anxious about him being there, Orion was upset, I'm not against your children.
What happened to Orion reporting the incident where Ken Redmond grabbed them by the neck and dragged them upstairs, screaming and shouting?
Well, that was looked into at the time.
No, it wasn't. Who looked into it?
Well, social care spoke to Orion.
The same people that did the sex interview.
But this is, you see, again.
You got that 100% wrong, didn't you?
Were you there, Tom, in the room when it happened?
Did you get 100% wrong?
Were you there when it happened?
I know Liz. I know Thomas. I had been in the camping holiday.
I've seen
Thomas actually exposing himself to Aurora. I've had to keep Aurora and Thomas apart lots of times.
But we had this discussion in the meeting when the police were there and when Avril was there. And Avril said,
why didn't Avril say anything about this in 2011? It happened in 2011. The sexual incident, yeah?
Which sexual incident?
The Thomas one.
In the bedroom?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean, Avril did?
It's not
the police got involved.
Excuse me, where is it recorded?
Police and social care went round to see
where is it recorded?
To make a complaint, and Aurora wouldn't say anything.
Where is it recorded in all these meetings? None of the meetings have a recording.
It doesn't mean that it doesn't exist.
It's
not recorded. It wasn't brought up in the Suzanne Leaf meetings. It wasn't brought up anywhere.
You're not there. You don't know what's going on in that home. You're living down the road. You don't go into the house. You only have this Aurora say so. And we know that Aurora can be manipulative. She can tell you what she thinks you want to hear to get a response from
Mrs.
you.
Mrs. Dobby and Mr. Redmond are incredibly manipulative.
Sorry, Tom, but you're not there. You don't see it.
Hang on.
And children.
I was there when the children were being hit. I was there when the children were being slapped, being spanked.
I'm not going over this again.
All the violence.
She's acknowledged that.
No, she hasn't acknowledged it.
God, Tom, we're not going over all ground.
She hasn't.
She's acknowledged it.
She hasn't.
She was wrong. She was under a lot of stress at the time.
She did it before the stress. She did it before the stress. She did it during the stress. She did it after the stress. She assaulted Orion.
I'm
going
to draw it to a close.
Yeah, because the children are going to be here.
She assaulted Orion. She hasn't admitted that.
Tom.
We're going round in circles.
Tom.
No, she's manipulative.
At the moment, because you've got a contact.
At the moment, you've got nothing, Tom, to go on.
Oh, I have. No, I have.
You haven't.
Well,
that's why we're in court, and you've brought nothing to court yet, Tom, to prove
yes,
it,
I have.
You? No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
It's not going with you, Tom. So there's no proof there.
Listen, it's like Alan Rawlinson.
No,
he admitted that the only thing he'd heard was Orion crying for daddy. He missed out all the other stuff. There's loads of evidence there that everybody's ignored.
Yeah.
And there's new evidence on way. Look forward to the June the 24th, July the 24th.
Well, I'll see you in court anyway. But we need to make sure that we get the story correct.
Well, I've had a conversation with Tom. I could have sworn that she said
separately.
What I will do, do you want me to ask her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think I need to start writing down?
Yes.
During contact.
I think we're going to have a different version of events.
Yeah. So I can write it down as and when.
Yeah, and we'll have to explain to Aurora that's why it's happening.
Yeah.
Because there's two different versions of what was said last week.
Yeah.
But also, no one supervised. We're going to have to
That's a very unusual circumstance. Let's get something else really on the table in front of you. Aurora is desperately unhappy. She's been unhappy for months. She's been displaying the unhappiness. She's been telling about the unhappiness. You're saying it's all honky-dory.
No, I'm not saying it's all hunky-dory. I know.
This is a girl suffering invalidation, and the invalidation is coming from you and Avril.
No.
Yes.
I think your continuation of bringing up the past also has an effect on Aurora because she knows how to press you.
I don't bring up the past. Excuse me.
Listen.
Mrs. Dobby has been incredibly manipulative. And you guys have all fallen for it.
Well, if that's your view, that's your view.
Baby pee all over again.
So bring yourself back down.
I'm back down. Yeah.
Yeah.
No problems.
Yeah. And what I've put on.
Only after the truth.
Yeah. And then we can do it that way. What do you think, Alice?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. You've got your queries with what I write down.
Yeah. And just let me know.
Alright, yeah. All right.
Back in the office,
no problems, I'm here. The end of the meeting.